Welcome to Monday Morning Prayer from the Anglican, a prayer book for Australia. We proclaim the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. God, in his infinite mercy, forgives all sins, and through our baptism in the name of our Saviour, Jesus Christ, we are given a rebirth into new life, free from the burden of all sin. Alleluia. With faithfulness, we respond to the good news. We acknowledge Christ as our Saviour and accept with gratitude that we are forgiven for all wrongdoings past and present. To honour the gift of forgiveness, we release our burden of guilt and rise up to live in the glory of God forevermore. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Blessed be God forever. Let us pray. God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. Glory to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, so now and forever. Amen. The opening canticle. I will sing a new hymn to my God. O Lord, you are great and marvellous. You are marvellous in your strength, invincible. Let the whole creation serve you, for you spoke and all things came to be. You sent out your spirit and it formed them. No one can resist your voice. Mountains and seas are stirred to their depths. Rocks melt like wax at your presence. But to those who revere you, you still show mercy. The night has passed and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you, now and forever. Amen. Psalm 145. I will exalt you, O God, my King. I will bless your name for ever and ever. Every day will I bless you and praise your name for ever and ever. Great is the Lord and wonderfully worth to be praised. His greatness is past searching out. One generation shall praise your works to another and declare your mighty acts. As for me, I will be talking of the glorious splendor of your majesty. I will tell the story of your marvelous works. All people shall speak of the power of your terrible deeds, and I will proclaim your greatness. Their lips shall flow with the remembrance of your abundant goodness. They shall shout for joy at your righteousness. The Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and great goodness. The Lord is loving to every one of us, and his mercy is over all his works. All creation praises you, O Lord. And your faithful servants bless your name. They speak of the glory of your kingdom and tell of your great might, that the whole earth may know your mighty acts and the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures through all generations. The Lord upholds all those who stumble and raises up those that are bowed down. The eyes of all look to you in hope, and you give them their food in due season. You open wide your hand and fill all things living with your bounteous gift. The Lord is just in all his ways, and faithful in all his dealings. The Lord is near to all who call upon him. To all who call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of those that fear him. He will hear their cry and save them. The Lord preserves all those that love him. But the wicked he will utterly destroy. My mouth shall speak the praises of the Lord. And let all flesh bless his holy name for ever and ever. Creator, Spirit, Advocate, promised by our Lord Jesus, increase our faith and help us to walk in the light of your presence to the glory of God the Father, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The first reading is from the book of Numbers, beginning at chapter 13, verse 1. The Lord said to Moses, send men to spy out the land of Canaan, which I am giving to the Israelites. From each of their ancestral tribes, you shall send a man, every one a leader among them. So Moses sent them from the wilderness of Paran according to the command of the Lord, all of them leading men among the Israelites. Moses sent them to spy out the land of Canaan, and said to them, go up there into the Negev, and go up into the hill country, and see what the land is like, and whether the people who live in it are strong or weak, whether there are few or many, and whether the land they live in is good or bad, and whether the towns that they live in are unwalled or fortified, and whether the land is rich or poor, and whether there are trees in it or not. Be bold and bring some of the fruit of the land. Now it was the season of the first ripe grapes. So they went up and spied out the land from the wilderness of Zin to Rehob, near Lebo Hamath. They went up into the Negev and came to Hebron and Ahiman and Shesai and Talmai. The Anakites were there. Hebron was built 7 years before Zoan in Egypt. And they came to the Wadi Eshkol and cut down from there a branch with a single cluster of grapes, and they carried it on a pole between two of them. They also brought some pomegranates and figs. That place was called the Wadi Eshkol, because of the cluster that the Israelites cut down from there. At the end of the 40 days, they returned from spying out the land. And they came to Moses and Aaron, and to all the congregation of the Israelites in the wilderness of Paran. At Kadesh, they brought back word to them and to all the congregation and showed them the fruit of the land. And they told him, we came to the land to which you sent us. It flows with milk and honey, and this is its fruit. Yet the people who live in the land are strong, and the towns are fortified and very large. And besides, we saw the descendants of Anak there. The Amalekites live in the land of the Negev. The Hittites, the Jebusites, and the Amorites live in the hill country. And the Canaanites live by the sea and along the Jordan. The second reading is from the Gospel according to John, beginning at chapter 15, verse 26. Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ. When the Advocate comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who comes from the Father, he will testify on my behalf. You also are to testify, because you have been with me from the beginning. I have said these things to you, to keep you from stumbling. They will put you out of the synagogues. Indeed, an hour is coming when those who kill you will think that by doing so they are offering worship to God. And they will do this because they have not known the Father or me. But I have said these things to you, so that when their hour comes, you may remember that I told you about them. I did not say these things to you from the beginning, because I was with you. May your word live in us and bear much fruit to your glory. The Canticle. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and will not be afraid. For the Lord God is my strength and my song, and has become my salvation. With joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation. On that day you will say, "Give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the nations. Proclaim that his name is exalted. Sing God's praises, who has triumphed gloriously. Let this be known in all the world. Shout and sing for joy, you that dwell in Zion, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel." The Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. The Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Saving God, who called your church to witness that you were in Christ, reconciling the world to yourself, help us to so proclaim the good news of your love, that all who hear it may be reconciled to you, through him who died for us and rose again, and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Almighty God, who gave to your servant Catherine of Siena, spiritual teacher, who died in 1380, special gifts of grace to understand and teach the truth in Christ, grant that enlightened by this teaching and in memory of the spiritual teacher, we may know you, the one true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you sent, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God for ever and ever. Amen. God, how great your majesty abounds before us. We thank you for all your generosity. May the peace and blessings of our Lord Jesus Christ be abundant across all nations and countries forevermore. God of grace, hear our prayer. Holy God, divine and merciful, your blessing on the people is loved by all, for which our gratitude knows no end. Grant, we pray, your saving blessing on all those experiencing times of trouble or strife, that they may receive the guidance of wisdom to lead them to a path of safety. God of grace, hear our prayer. Almighty God, hear our prayer to bring about a change throughout the people. We ask for your grace to relay the wisdom to each man and woman how to coexist in peace and the will to do the same. God of grace, hear our prayer. Loving God, we ask your blessing for those listed on the Anglican Cycle of Prayer. The Diocese of Easton, the Episcopal Church. The Diocese of Christ the King. The Parish of Rosewood. The Anglicare Southern Queensland West Region Community Services Toowoomba. All parishes seeking clergy. All Anglican schools seeking chaplains. All prison ministry chaplaincy teams. All people joining in this prayer offering. God of grace, hear our prayer. Eternal God and Father, by whose power we are created and by whose love we are redeemed, guide and strengthen us by your Spirit, that we may give ourselves to your service and live this day in love to one another and to you. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you, and also with you. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God. God did not give us a spirit of cowardice, but a spirit of power and of love and of self-discipline. May we rekindle the gift of God within us. Amen.